Blog Talk Radio.
Lost my wife, my car, my home. I almost lost my mind, yeah. Oh, Lord. My will was tested, got arrested. It's hard to keep me from crying, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you ever walk a mile in my shoes,
ever walk a mile in my shoes,
you would see what I've been going through.
You are now listening to the international talk radio show personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Balling with the Doc, produced by the Smith Way Production Company.
Awesome, awesome. It's Fabulous Friday. I am Dr. Elizabeth Smith. As an introduction, just share with you. I'm so excited to be with you on Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is Balling with the Doc. And we're so excited to have this chance just to bring this vehicle to you, or bring this program through this particular, or the several vehicles we're using at this time. And I appreciate every individual that's joining me on Facebook, as well as Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. So we have these three avenues that we're using today, and we're going to talk to sports. Now, Balling with the Doc is a production of the Smith Way Production Company. we're going to chat about a hottest sports topic of the week, and it's been hot all week. We're going to talk specifically about some VA. We're always going to focus on where our main thrust is going to be. That's in regards to the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States, as well as we're going to look at some things dealing with the NFL draft. Draft 2019, round one was last night, and they're now getting ready for round two and three. So it's going to be exciting. There are some people we're going to talk about, some things that occurred in that first round related to historical black colleges and universities, as well as related to particular teams and how they was projected to draft, and they were unable to do what they wanted to do. But they said they got exactly who they wanted. So we're going to have a hot format of topics tonight, and we just want to share our thoughts with you, but we want you to be a part of it as well. Got a call-in number for Balling with the Docs. You know, a couple of shows that are going on during the week. Sometimes I have to keep my mind in the right frame, but it's Balling with the Docs. That's 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to be heard, all you got to do is press 1. So you mute your button in the background, and I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give us your name and your location, then offer your comments and your questions. Now, if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Productions. In the background, you may see on Facebook as well as on Instagram, you may see that it's LD Smith Productions. That was, in essence, one we use as well, but you just do the Smith Way Productions. You can just go to it and just type in blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Productions, and you can hear the show that way. And that's the only way you can do it, by a web link. So we're excited to have you. Now, please understand, we're here to offer you an opportunity in regards to what's happening in the sports world. And I love bringing the sports. I've been in sports over 40-some years, so I'm happy to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and share the expertise I have in regards to the hottest topic of the week. Now, the title of tonight's show is 2019 NFL Draft Results is Now or Never. So some of those teams was able to draft whoever they needed, whoever they wanted. Some people, some teams, and some fans didn't get exactly the people they wanted, but they were able to draft those individuals. By drafting those individuals, they're looking at a future. The future could be bright, or the future could be dreary, as some people are standing there. Talking heads and pundits been constantly talking. Now, also, if you want to tweet the show, you can go to Balling Doc, at Balling Doc, or at Lorenza D. Smith, or you can take your opportunity to go to Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. So, again, we're ready. We're ready for an awesome show. We have about 50 more minutes to go, about 52 minutes, and we're going to talk. But we want you to be a part. I'm going to repeat that call-in number again. You can call in 347-857-4192, and I'm going to slow it down because some people say sometimes you're talking pretty fast, that doc, but I'll slow it down. That's 347-857-4192. Give us a call. I'll see you on the board, and I'll make sure you, when you press 1, I'll make it live, and you can talk with me and share your thoughts, comments, and questions. The title, 2019, as I said earlier, NFL Draft Results is Now or Never. And we're going to focus on some things dealing with the historical black college and university. Last night was a historical night for one particular historical black college and university. That university was Alabama State University. Alabama State had a player drafted, the 23rd player in the first round. That is the first time that has happened. There's going to be a high demand that you look at some smaller schools. And some of the talk in the day, well, you know, he's a smaller school tackle. He may not be in play, but he played against Auburn, Kennesaw State, and he had a chance to play against South Alabama. So he had an opportunity, this young man, in the last few years to play against some major universities, and he performed at the highest level. So his name is Titus Howard. Titus Howard is a offensive lineman. He stands right at 6'5", 322 pounds, and everybody talks and raves about him being possibly the first historical black college player chosen in the draft in 2019, and his feelings stood up to it. he was drafted by the Houston Texans. So all your Alabama State University fans, you know, hashtag MyASU, you've been on Twitter, you've been sending all the messages out, and in the SWAT, they've been sending the message out, because it means a lot to have these players in common era. In the common era, that's meaning now in the last 20, 30 years, to be drafted in the first round and been a 23rd player. In the state of Alabama, proudly said, we could not compete with the University of Alabama, but was able to show that Auburn, Troy University, UAB, Alabama, who did not have one player drafted in the first round, as well as Tuskegee and all the other schools in FIC that's in the state of Alabama. Alabama State stood ahead right with the University of Alabama. University of Alabama had three players drafted. So that's exciting. Now, there are other players that are going to be opportunity. The name will be called today in round two and three, and possibly, if not, four, five, and six, and seven. You have, and I want to call out these players, you have Josh Miles from Morgan State. He's an offensive lineman, stands 6'6", 310 pounds, good size and power. You also have Darryl Johnson, a defensive lineman out of North Carolina A&T, stands at 6'5", 232 pounds. He's the MEAC Player of the Year, a Defensive Player of the Year, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. We also have Sterling Shippey, defensive lineman out of Alcorn, 6'1", 300 pounds, great run stopper and pass rusher. Amar Hall, quarterback out of 4195. These are some players that could be projected to be drafted, if not in the next five or six rounds, two to seven, if I'm not mistaken. That will be an opportunity for those players to get a chance to be drafted. James Holman out of Howard University, offensive lineman, 6'6", 250 pounds, terrific run and pass block. Deontay Renner, defensive back, North Carolina Central University, 5'10", 200 pounds, has a real nose for the football. He's a head hunter. You also have De'Aris Christmas out of Grambling State University, linebacker, stands at 5'10", 220 pounds, magnificent defensive player. And also you have Ricky Holmes, a defensive lineman from Benedict, which is SIAC school, which is a Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference school. He's a prospective person to be drafted in these next six rounds. Also, you have Karan Butler. We've been talking, raved about him all year. His mom is on here listening most of the time. She always giving me feedback. She keeps me informed, whether through Facebook or just communicating with me. We're proud of him. He's from Alabama State University. He's a combo safety. He stands at 6'3", 214 pounds. He's very versatile. He's has great speed and a solid tackle. He should be drafted in that round seven. If he don't go in round seven, you're looking at a possibility of being one of the first players to be able to sign a free agent contract. So those are the players that we look to see drafted. But let's talk about that player that coming out of Alabama State to be drafted 23rd in this first round of the draft last night. That's Titus Howard. Some of the things about Titus. Titus is an excellent ball player. You know, they said that he has good feet, good footwork, and he moves well. He got good upper strength in his body, good position, good, excellent blocker. He also, it's something special about it. Sometimes you don't know where people travel and where they come from. Titus was come out of Monroeville, Alabama, and he was a quarterback and played a little tight end. So a quarterback who's now drafted as an offensive lineman, we might have projections and ideas where we want our children to play, but they even go through high school. But when they get to college, it's an opportunity. Now, keep in mind that Titus was a walk-on at Alabama State University. He came in. He was a walk-on. You know whether he's going to play quarterback, whether he's going to play. So he grew about 3 inches to get up to the height. He had 6'5", and he also gained about 87 pounds and became a real successful run blocker and pass blocker at the Alabama State University by ASU. Is the hashtag there. We'll say go Hornet. You know, they're able to hold their heads up high, be proud in this draft. There's a possibility there's two players that might be drafted. But right now they have that awesome. That's good for his family. That's good for the university. That's good for the community. Good for all the fans of Alabama State University to have this young man to be recognized. Like I said, Twitter was lit up last night. Everybody was on Twitter talking about young man being drafted. Not only just at Alabama State, but all over the track, it was talking about it, because it means something to have a player when no one gives the conferences an opportunity to be successful, the historical black colleges and universities an opportunity to be successful. Then we have players selected in the first round, I have a player selected in the first round. And it's that's good, that's great. And we applaud Alabama State University and the staff over there as Coach Ely. And we know we want to give him, you know, the pat on the back. He's been there about 3 or 4 years, but he came in as Tyus was developing and been with him for the last 2 or 3 years. And we'll give his coaching staff a hoorah, a clap, and say continue to do the work and send the next player out, which will be most likely drafted in the 7th round, Caron Ramsey, who will get drafted. And I do believe that I prayed about that, and I believe that will happen for that young man because he's an awesome young person that's giving back to the community, and he loves the game of football. He loves people. His mom said, you know, he loves his family. His mom, Kim, and E.J. Ramsey will applaud them for being stellar parents to make sure he's successful, giving him an opportunity regardless where he went. They're supporting, and we'll say, we're going to say hurrah to you as well, Caron, and we do expect the name to come off the board in the 7th round, somewhere in the 7th round. If not, you'll be the first one to sign on the 3. So that's how the draft has went so far. More to come. They're getting ready to shoot everything and fire everything up in a few so they can talk about the 2nd and 3rd round, and then the last 3 rounds will be tomorrow. And some of the players I can call out from the SWAC conference, from the MEAC conference, from the FIAC conference, will be coming off the board in some form and fashion on tomorrow, and then if not, get an opportunity after the draft is over, sign a free agent contract to give a try with the team. So we see that happen. Some of the SWAC Sports Championship, the MEAC Spring Sports Championship, we applaud Alabama State University men and women tennis team for winning the 2019 SWAC Championship. We're going to applaud the cross-country team of Alabama State University, coached by one of our guests that was on our show, talking about an opportunity not only to go to ASU, but to go into post-secondary and compete at a high level in athletics, was Coach Richard Bean. Proud of Coach Richard Bean. He's one of my fraternity brothers, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Really excited about him making things happen over at Alabama State University. Coach Bean has over 35, 36 SWAC championships, he and Coach himself. And also with the addition of him as assistant coach, Alabama State has over 47, 43, 44 SWAC championships cross-country, indoor track and field. Doing an outstanding job of young people that's participating over at Alabama State in track and field and cross country. Keep on grinding, because that's what it's all about. Make it, do what it is. So Spring Sport Baseball is ranked up in the top of the even in USA polls this year, Alabama State University baseball team. They had a successful year. We'll applaud them as well. Softball and all the spring sports is on top of it, as well as teams that in the SWAC as well, but we want to make sure we applaud, if not mistaken, Prairie View. They were very successful in the area of golf. They were able to win the championship, the 2019 SWAC championship. Prairie View, who are you? And I remember also, just remember, in basketball as well, it was competitive in basketball. Texas Southern and both Prairie View played for the championship, and we wanted to make sure we give a shout out to them playing to the highest level in the SWAC. And you have the other teams in the MEAC, North Carolina Central, was successful in the regular season championship, but North Carolina A&T represented them in the NCAA tournament. So it's some good ball going on in the SWAC. They're playing to the high level. They make it do what they do, and I'm excited to bring this to you and share the thoughts with you. Before I move any further, I want to make sure I share with you how we're being broadcast. We're being broadcast. Join us on Facebook. I say hello, how you doing? Thank you. I see several names on tab that's checking us out. We're going to make sure we share with everybody those names and those individuals doing some, just taking time to join this show, which is Balling with the Doc. Also, we have one of my fraternity brothers over here on Instagram, and I appreciate you joining. I got several, matter of fact, got two of them on here, and I appreciate fraternity brothers. I want to mention other people on there. We have Eugene McIntosh. Eugene, appreciate you joining us. A member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity on Instagram. Then also we have Carl Green, one of the fraternity brothers as well. Man, I really appreciate having my frat brothers support me in what I'm trying to do. We have several ventures going on through the Smith Wave Production Company, and we're trying to make some things happen. And we're broadcasting 4 days a week. And we appreciate you joining us at 6 o'clock on Friday here on Balling with the Doc, which is a Talking Sports Plus radio show production as well. So, again, we're excited. And as I continue to go through the show, I'll talk about other things, but I'll share with those individuals joining us on Facebook as other names begin to pop up on Instagram. And I do appreciate it. I wanted to give a shout out to these young men so far on there, and I appreciate it. Also, some very exciting news, news from the historical black colleges and universities. One of the players that played at Alabama State University, this is a great award for this young individual. He's not young now, but his spirit is young. This young man was inducted into the CFL Hall of Fame as my fraternity brother, Brother Terry Greer, who was a 1980 draftee of the NFL Los Angeles Rams, but he began his professional career in Toronto, where he played with Warren Moon. Terry was described as a big play receiver. And he was out of Alabama State University with more than 1,000 yards receiving from 1982 to 1985. He also had several other things going on. Terry was inducted into the Phi Beta fraternity on the campus of Alabama State University, Gamma Beta chapter. So we give a shout out to our fraternity brother, Terry Greer, who has been inducted in the CFL, which is Canadian Football League. He's a Hall of Famer. Get a chance to speak, if you know Terry personal and all the fraternity brothers you don't, like Chubbles online, find out who he is. Give him a call. Talk to him and just give him congratulations. So proud of the things that he has done and what he has completed as his being. He's 61 years old now. Terry might not want me to tell everybody that. But he's been in the game. He's played the game a long time, and he's been successful. He's won several of the cup. Championship Cup in Toronto. So, again, we applaud being inducted in the Hall of Fame of the CFL. So, again, we're excited. We're going to look at sort of like at this transfer portal that's going on. The NCAA transfer portal is where players can put their names in the transfer portal. And in there, from the SWAC, we're going to talk about the SWAC or the MEAC, and we're going to talk about SIAC. Or we're going to talk about the CIAA. Some players who have put their name in. There's several players that are in regards to the men's side of it and coming from, and then seeing other players from any other university in the MEAC mentioned on the men's side. You have Tremaine Crosby out of Alcorn, a shooting guard, 6'4". This is basketball. Place his name in the portal, and he's looking to go to another team, and he's looking here. Reginald G., student guard from Alabama State University, placed his name in the transfer portal. So he'll be available to go to another team if for him a scholarship. And I do understand that Reginald has been there enough to receive his degree, so he'll be playing immediately. Also, one other player that associated, not from the SWAC, but associated, have association with the SWAC. The daughter of the head basketball coach, Lewis Jackson, and the girls, that's the men's basketball coach, Lewis Jackson, and the girls' basketball team, a women's basketball team, and their co-head coach is Frida Jackson. Their daughter was at the University of South Carolina. She decided to put her name in the transfer portal, and she ended up signing with Florida State. So she's been transferred to Florida State University. There are several others. Alabama A&M have, on the female side, we have Aubriana Bonner. She's have a name in the quarter, but now I understand from my research, she has signed with Johnson C. Smith. So she transferred to Johnson C. Smith. Kyla Watt out of Alcorn. She's a young lady on the women's side that had put their name in the quarter. Natanza Creekson. Yes, Creekson from Hampton University. Megan Flower from Jackson State University. Four name is in the portal. You have Kaylin Ellis Jalen Morris, all from Morgan State, put their name in the portal. That's three players leaving from Morgan State. Morgan Baptiste, a guard from North Carolina A&T, name is in the portal. And Zion Lopez from North Carolina State put their name in the portal. So those are players in the basketball side. We're not talking about the football right now. We'll talk about the next week. Those players will place their name in that portal to be prepped in the availability of transfers. Coaches can look in that NCAA transfer portal, and they can talk to these players, even though they're on the other campus still in the school. They can still call us and get them to come to the school. So it's a recruiting process. So they place their name and look at another opportunity. All right, we're going to kind of look at the draft, the results. This is what it's all about, everybody's talking about. And I want to share some time now. I'll probably spend more time on the draft than any other topics that we have down here because it's been the hottest topic of the day. First round occurred last night. It went pretty much like everybody said that Kyler Murray would be drafted number one. And there's been a lot of talk by the talking heads and pundits saying that Kyler is a great quarterback in their eyes, outstanding quarterback. You think he deserved, but it is so crazy when you look at the situation. The coach, Cliff Kingsbury, now who was less than 500 in his success at Texas Tech, he produced pretty much, well, let's keep it real and be honest, that he produced, I'm going to say, quarterback we can talk about with the help of this player being in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes, out of Texas. Now they consider him to be a guru, a quarterback guru, an offensive guru, and draw plays in the sand and all of work. Kyler is supposed to come there. But I want you to keep in mind, I'm not trying to rain on the young man. To make a parade, I think he's going to be outstanding. Please, I think he'll be a success. But that program won't be any dysfunctional. Arizona Cardinals, he's drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. Let me say that. It's dysfunctional. And one of the problems they have is that, yeah, Josh Rosen they had last year, who I understand now will be going to Miami, was traded to Miami. You got the number one last year, the 10th pick, because they thought he was always, they got rid of the quarterback, they got rid of the coach last year. So they brought these two as there's a marriage should work. But one of the things you keep forgetting, the offense can work for Kyler if the linemen have been. You just can't convert them. I brought that passing lineman to protect a running quarterback. It's just hard to do that. And there's going to be some situations where he will be running for his life. And then I look at his performance in the Big 12. The Big 12 don't play any defense. Let's understand that. But everybody want to model their offense in the NFL. I think that's what they said, a few teams that are doing. I really think that everybody wants to do that. Comfortable with the situation, Eli Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, that kind of quarterback. Because remember the narrative last year was that they didn't want a quarterback that could be athletic. So Lamar Jackson was asked to play wide receiver. The narrative was, we don't want that kind of quarterback. This year, the narrative is, we want that kind of quarterback. So if you all of a sudden didn't want it last year, and all of a sudden now it's supposed to be the offense that everybody's going for, everybody's not going to. I think it's something bad that had to happen because that coach is with Paul Stone trying to get a marriage with Cliff Kingsbury and with Kyler Murray, but it's going to take 3, 4, 5 years. You may come in and struggle, mightily, because those linemen would not be able to adjust going to an RPO or going to a situation. Kyler is a drop-back quarterback. He can drop back, but he's going to run. But then again, this is not Oklahoma. This is not Texas Tech. This is not the Big 12. When you get in the NFL, that was seen when he played the University of Alabama. When he played the University of Alabama, the semifinal, Oklahoma, and he ran for his life. The game was out of hand, 28-0. Yes, they came back in the second half, but as a coach, as I spoke with my co-host, one of my co-hosts, he is a coach now, that when you get up 28-0 on a team at halftime, it takes a challenge to get that player up to it. But I do believe that you have to accelerate, continue to accelerate when you come to second half. That didn't happen for the University of Alabama. So what ended up happening, a lot of that team to kind of give a little hope that they would be back in the game. And the truth of the matter, they truly had to fight up here. Because you got to remember, If you allow them to get up 28 points or more, and you got to fight a hub just to tie them, then go beyond them. When they still, you only so many plays you're going to have in the second half. I didn't see it. Against big time competition, I did not see it out of college. So we'll see. Now, the NFL is a whole different animal. Those players, you know, men now play at another level. They're going to adjust to you. They're not going to make the mistake that the Big Ten defense made covering about. They will cover the play. So we'll look to see it as I'm not trying to land on great. I want him to be successful, but I also know that this is going to be much more than a challenge for him and Cliff Kingsbury. Good chance that he won't be coached very long there and try to find out some things that just ain't possible to happen. We'll give him a hoorah, platform for him being successful. That's another African-American quarterback where everybody said that he's not going to be able to do the job. He has a chance to do it. Now, let's kind of move to two other picks in that first round that we want to talk about because we're talking about the results of the draft. In the end, we're going to see the surprises. We're going to see who is the winner so far in the first round, who's the leader. The selection of Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders had three first-round picks, and they took used their pick on Cleveland Farrell out of Clemson. That's the only Cleveland person. I just think that you needed an edge rusher. The edge rusher should have been Josh Allen, or you could have looked at any other player coming out that end that could have been a little bit more athletic to make the success. So we're not talking a whole lot, but we're going to talk about the next team. And for all those New York Giants fans, I'm going to tell you, you ought to be angry. You ought to be mad because I don't understand. You passed up on a player. Yes, he had 1 year. In that 1 year, he threw for 50 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, had a completion rating of 70%. Pass up on him to bring in Daniel Jones from Duke, who have less than 60% in completion. And in the games that he played, the big-time competition, it was less than 30%. You passed up on Dwayne Haskins for Daniel Jones. And it was shocking. It was surprising. About what? We thought they were going to go after a Josh Allen, go out of defensive lineman. But Gettleman said that he had a plan. I'm telling you, that is dysfunctional up there. But one of the problems that really is going to be their major problem, you got to remember all the situations that were happening last year with the Giants had to do with Odell Beckham calling out the quarterback, Eli Manning. Yes, Eli won two Super Bowls for the Giants. He's a favorite son for them. He's a Manning, and they want him around. Even that David Gettleman said, look how he played at the end of the year. Come on, man, that's ridiculous, man. He didn't do anything. He's on the cliff, just like one of the talking heads and partners said on first tape. He's at the cliff, and he fell off the cliff. So you trade Beckham to go to Cleveland. You trade Landon Collins to go to Washington. You don't draft Dwayne Haskins, and he'll be at Washington. What you got to do is Washington, one of your teams. And you're not going forward because Eli Manning is not able to do the job. You should draft your quarterback. Nathaniel Jones, if you're drafted at the sixth pick in the first round, you got to be a great quarterback. And that young man is not a great quarterback. Nothing personal. I'm glad for him. But the Giants is set up Pat Sherman to be fired. That's it. And Gettleman is going to be out. All you New York Giants fans ought to be angry. You can watch some expression on some of their faces last night. They was like, man, come on. You're going to draft this dude, and you got a chance to get Dwayne Haskins, get the touchdown, 8 interceptions, 7% completion rate. The best against Big Ten competition. Defense. He blitzed Michigan State. He blitzed Michigan. Team in it. And Ohio State was 13-1. Come on, man. Under his leadership. And you're going to say, you know, and I'm just going to, let's keep it real. The call in number is 347-857-419. So I'm going to say something I want you to respond to. I don't want you to step back and not say anything. No, call in and share your thoughts. Again, 347-857-4192. The truth of this was to please the manager. They didn't want no competition since Gettleman hitched his wagon to Eli Manning he felt that if he brought in Dwayne Haskins, that the smart people of New York, which are very smart people and football fans, would have said Eli got to sit out because they set him last year. He didn't want that. He had hitched his wagon to Eli. If they go down, they go down together, and they will go down together. It will not. You don't trade off some of your outstanding people like your receiver, like Odell Beckham, and these players like Landon Collins and Olivia Varner to other teams, trading them off and lose those players to come and say you want to support a better culture in your locker room. Your culture would be better if you were to remove Eli Manning and got your quarterback. That's where your culture would be better. You're going to get rid of Tyler just to please one particular family. Now, that's what it's all about, the Manning family, because this young man was down in that camp. Eli was coaching him down in the camp. He more like Eli, but one thing is he will not thread Eli for that position. So Eli can play two or three more years. Two or three more years. But if it did the way he has to, he was drafted at number six. This would have been Eli's last half of the year because the fans have been calling for a winner on the field. I said Eli's not a winner, but he's up in age, 38, 39 years old, and he has fell off the cliff. He's not going to be able to bring it back. He don't have any talent, don't have the weapon around him like he had before. And especially past receiver and everything. You don't have the weapon, so you're not going to be successful. So that was surprising and shocking. Everybody said, let's see how it's going to be. We already know how the result's going to be. This season's not going to be any different, especially in that division with the Redskins. It's not going to be any different. They're going to be at the bottom, and Eli going to be falling to the ground and try to blow at him because he don't want to get hurt. He don't want to end his career, but he's not able. The line is terrible. The line ain't blocking nobody, and he's running for his life. And Daniel Jones will never get a chance to set foot this year, next year, next two, 3 years. I think there's going to be a trade to get a quarterback, but that'll be when Eli's gone in the next year and Gettleman will be gone too. Both of them be out of there. They'll have somebody in there that can put a team together. So you fans of New York Giants can be happy to be a fan of New York. Some of you say, well, oh, man, you telling me that, and I'm still like, no, you're not. I'm saying that a lot of people, I've seen the reaction, I've heard it, and they talk about this don't make any, this idiot. This is idiot play. This is off the chain. Why would you draft Daniel Jones when you have a chance to give somebody that not only be the successor, but take us to the next level, Dwayne Haskins? But you know, it is what it is at this time. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. You can just hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking about it. I got a lot of people on the board, but nobody want to press the number one. Press the number one. I identify you with the last four digits of yourself or your telephone number. Now, I ask you to tell me what's your name, your location, what is your comment, what is your question, and you can do that. So we look forward to talking with you, you know, as we move on with the show. All right, let's kind of look at some other things that's happening and will happen tonight. You know, we had three quarterbacks come off the board. We had Kyler Murray, number one. We had number six, Kyler Murray to the Cardinals. We had six, Daniel Jones, who the Giants, and then for the 15th pick, you had Dwayne Haskins going to Washington. I think it's an excellent pick. That's an awesome pick for Washington because at this time, Alex Smith don't look like he's going to be able to come back. Then whoever else that can be there can be the bridge between Dwayne Haskins and Alex Smith. And at this point, I think Washington Redskins, they can get another receiver in here or two before they start the season. They're going to be something to deal with. You know, Adrian Peterson run that ball hard. Everybody say he shouldn't have been there because he's old. You know, he shows that you take care of your body, you take care of your mind, and you take care of your spiritual part, you will be successful. And you can play as long as your body will allow you to play and your mind allows you to play. You know, we know that the older we get, we don't hear so easy at home, but I think Adrian Peterson is proving a lot of us. And we know Tom Brady is 42 years old, and he's making it happen. Now, that was something we have to look at. You know, the New England Patriots won a championship at 32nd, and they picked the young man out of out of Arizona State, a receiver, McKeel, and we looked at some good things and we needed a stretch receiver. We need somebody to stretch the field. So, you know, that's how the draft went bigger. Now, some of the biggest surprises I mentioned with the sixth pick, I mentioned with the fourth pick, and then some other people who made some picks that everybody kind of questioned. Then the Giants came right back with the seventh pick. And in the seventeenth pick, and they were able to Dexter Lawrence. So you got Dexter Lawrence going to go to a big inside guy at the middle on the defense. Then on that last 27th or 28th pick, one of those picks, they were able to get to this young man out of Georgia, Brown. So, you know, they're surprised that those players went there. Some people thought they would go another way, but we'll kind of see the Giants. And that first pick just took everybody up. The Raiders took everybody up. The Raiders were able to make their pick, and they were selecting. They selected, as I mentioned, Cleveland Farrell, and it came back with Josh Jacobs, which is an outstanding pick at the running back position because they need a steady, hard working running back. Not a surprise for a lot of people say, why is Josh Jacobs come off the board to throw Damon Harris? Now, Damon Harris came back for last year, his senior year, at the University of Alabama as a running back. And that's a situation when you have so many running backs and all of them can get drafted and you're sharing the time. If you're one of the outstanding players in America and you want to be a running back, you go there, you understand that, get your call when the call is called upon you, and Damon Harris will be drafted in the second round. We look forward to seeing him being drafted tonight and most likely in the second round at a tight end. I think the Patriots are trying to really manipulate so they can get to him. They got him a wide receiver. Now they need to get them a tight end to replace Brunt. So we look forward to seeing how that part is going to go tonight. So check it out tonight, and you'll kind of see it's on ABC. It's the first time they've ever been on ABC. Talking about the draft. Last night it was the first time being on ABC. So we want to look at in regards to the Lakers. We're going to talk a little NBA now. We're off the draft, even though we said the 2019 NFL draft is now or never. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lakers. Why are the mega players don't want to play with LeBron? That's the talk, that's the discussion. Why? Is it that they say have this atmosphere, there's so much paparazzi and all those people. Paparazzi is always around him, and he's kind of like, you know, everybody, the fanfare, you know, the L.A. show, and they don't want to be there. You know, Kawhi Leonard say they don't want to be there, Kevin Durant. Because those players don't want to take Kyrie Irving, so they don't want to be there. So those three players, the Cavs, don't want to be there, and they're mega players. So we want to look at kind of why these players don't want to play. I just think it is that atmosphere. But besides that, the Lakers are dysfunctional. We're one of the most dysfunctional organizations in the NBA I've seen in a while. And that even when they brought the funds there, I was real excited about that. The reason why, because it brought me back to watching the NBA. I watched it at the end of the season and kind of look at the playoffs, but when I look at what has happened, they got LeBron in there, a few more players, the young players were playing well. LeBron, they were fourth in December in that conference that had a chance to ball. LeBron got hurt from that. There was some talk and trade, immature players getting upset to a level that it just was ridiculous. And then eventually, the coach being fired, the president of operations resigning, and Magic Johnson. And it's dysfunctional. Kenny Buss is having some problems. You're going to have to get a hold of this situation. The grandma's, Kurt Grandma's wife, she's there being her right arm confidant that she's scared, and it's just not going to work. Plinko is not able to do the job. He might be a good one for scouting and finding players and signing as an agent, but getting players to play for you, he's not the one that can talk. So now we're looking at a coach. Lakers looking at a coach. You don't want to play LeBron because of his style. LeBron is a ball dump. He's going to handle the ball all the time, but he's willing to step back if he can get a player that's coming in ready to go and do those same things. So keep an eye on that, and I want everybody to check it out. But you can be a part of our conversation. That's 347-857-4192. If you're on Facebook, if you want to comment by typing in some comments, do it, and I'll share your thoughts right here live. So, again, Facebook, we're on facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. We're on Instagram, and that's Lorenza D. Smith 15, a coach doctor, Lorenza D. Smith 15. You can check us out that way. Then we got Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheSmithRayProduction. So those are some of the topics that are being talked about this week. And we're so excited to have an opportunity. Now, we're right at the point that we kind of close out because we start talking about some things a little later. There's been some outstanding information. More things are going to happen tonight in the draft, and we want to talk about it on Wednesday night with Talking Sports Plus, and the team is going to be ready to go with it on Wednesday night. Before I go any further, I want to make sure I sort of give a shout-out to a young lady that's always checking us out. And she's working and raising, getting donations for the March for Babies. Dealing with the March for Babies. She's a member of Delta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Dana Bizer out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And her chapter is known as herself because her son is one of the March for Babies. She shared that story with you. I put it on my Facebook page. Check it out. Make a donation because Hawkins, as well as the Dr. Lowe Show under the Smokeway Production, will be making a donation, and I want you to do the same thing. Make a donation. You can go to the Facebook page, and you'll see that I posted today. Go to Instagram, I posted, and you can find out exactly how you can make a donation for those members of the Blue and White family to support a program that we both are doing, which is March for Babies, March of Dimes. We are partners with it. That's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And it's one of our national support programs. One is for the Zetas as a national support program as well. But Dana Bizer has been a listener. She's been a person that's been watching each one of our shows and our episodes on Facebook. And we want to support her. So I'm asking you, challenging you, make a donation. Go to my Facebook page, which you are, and you're checking it out, and just make your donation. All you got to do is click on the link there, and you can make your donation from $5 to whatever amount you want to make. So check it out. That's marchforbabies.org if you want to know more information. And it's in support of Dana Bizer, a member of Delta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and you can support March for Babies. So she's telling me the story of her son, Justin, encountering that and being one of the March for Babies, going premature and just a blessing to her. And he's an outstanding young man, smart kid. And we want to applaud him. He's somewhere around in that maybe 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm not sure. I'll check it out. But I see her posting him all the time. But check it out. Make your donation. The Smithway Production will do it. We'll ask you to do the same thing. This is my fraternity brothers. I'm sitting here talking with you. I want you all to make a donation. Go to the Facebook page. Click on the link, marchforbabies.org, and you can make your donation, $5 to whatever amount, to help with the cause there. Help with her goal, which is ours. Just of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. If you're not in an organization, you're in another organization, still make a donation. We appreciate it, and I am giving her that opportunity to get this advertising too. All right, we're at the end of the show now, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all joining. I always try to give a shout out to those individuals that are joining us, and I always appreciate you all because you take time and you want to hear what's going on with us, and we are so glad to be able to bring this information, the hottest topic, hot button topics in sport to you on Friday afternoon. That's Balling with the Doc every other Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And also on Monday, which is every other Monday. Now, it's four shows I rotated so I can catch my breath. That's four shows we have, but they rotated and they're all not all in the same time. We don't have 4 days in 1 week. We have rotated. So, rotating this week, Balling with the Doc and Talking Real to You, as well as we do every Wednesday Talking Sports Plus. But let me go down during the week. On Monday, we normally have Talking Real to You, and it'll be not this Monday coming up, but the following Monday. And it's at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And my co-host for that show is Lauren D. Smith. She's my daughter. We're the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country. And we want you to check us out at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll be talking about just plain old life issues. And my other two co-hosts, who is my expert and now my co-host, they are Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of the Toronto, Atlanta area, and Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. They join me on Monday night. On Tuesday night, we have every other Tuesday, which will be the Tuesday coming up. That's the Dr. Lowe Show. I am the real relationship guru with no limits. Join me. And my experts that join me is Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina, Dr. Olivia Smith out of Atlanta, as well as Doreen D. Smith. These experts are sharing thoughts when we talk about relationships. And you can do the same by calling in. At that call-in number is 347-857-4192. That call-in number applies to all the shows. On Wednesday, we have Talking Sports Plus, the original show we started off with back in August of 2017. We have a combination of all four shows, over 129 episodes. You can check them out by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wave Production. And you can see all the episodes we have. Click on, check them out. We also post them. Now, always, like this will be posted on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be posted on Instagram. It'll be posted on Google Plus, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and LinkedIn. You can check us out. Click on it. Check out the show. Because I'm going to call out and make sure I call out your name on Facebook. You can hear yourself being called out. And I just appreciate you joining. It's always good to have you and have a listening audience who's with us all the time, if not as much as possible. And I see some names that are always making a point to join the show, regardless of the show we have. Again, Monday, Talking Real to You, which is every other Monday. Won't be this Monday, but next Monday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then on Tuesday, which will be this Tuesday coming up, which is the Dr. Lowe Smith, the Dr. Lowe Show, is dealing with the relationship. I'm the real relationship guru with no limits. Then on Wednesday, now Tuesday night show is 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday, we have, every Wednesday, we have Talking Sports Plus, and you can join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have the same calling number as well as the same web link. My co-host, our four co-hosts, and they are Coach Tremaine Edwards, Coach Tony Touchdown Starworth. Tremaine is the king. That's Coach Tremaine King Edwards. Then we have Coach Tony Touchdown Starworth. We have Coach Lauren D. Smith, and that's with a K. That's Coach Smith. Then we have our radio personality, the E-Train conductor, Daryl E-Train Elliott. So those are co-hosts on the Wednesday night show, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday night, we'll be talking about the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletes in the Southeast part of the United. We are the voice. And we're so glad to have the opportunity to bring you those shows. All right, then again on Friday, we're going to be rotating Friday, not the Friday coming up, but the following Friday, following with the Dr. Gamma 65. It's been awesome. I'm so glad to have each and every one of you joining, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Blog Talk Radio, or whether it's on Facebook. But I'd like to try to give a shout-out. I gave a little shout-out for those. I gave a shout-out for those individuals on Instagram and those individuals. They'd be flipping and flopping. Some people have left. Some are still here. So I give a shout-out again to Eugene McIntosh, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And he's here in Montgomery, Alabama. He's joining us on Instagram. Carl Green. Thank you, Carl. Another one of the fraternity brothers, the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's joining us from the Montgomery area as well. Several individuals who's joining us. And, you know, they always get to the point at the top, I always get a blur that I can't see it, but we have Miss Oliver Robin and good fam. Hey, fam, thank you for just joining us. You know, she I've been trying to get on that Tuesday night show because she has some outstanding things. She's all coming live a lot on Facebook, and she shared some thoughts, and I want to come to the show and join. We have Sandra Rachel. Thank you, Sandra, out of New York. I appreciate you, Sandra Rayton is joining us. We have Yolanda Tabb. Thank you, Yolanda. You're joining us. And I noticed in the past you have Hawkins Renee. He's on the other night. I appreciate you, Hawkins, for joining us. Shanita Brown. Thank you, Shanita, for joining us. And look forward to making sure y'all, each one of those names I call, I want you to make a donation to marchforbaby.org in the name of Dana Pfizer. Okay? Then I have Carla, is that Eden? If I'm not saying it correctly, I'll make sure you say it. Eden, she's joining. Miles Brown, one of my players, and now the principal at McKenzie School. He played football and basketball for me and went on to coach as well. I can finish college at that same school. Now he's the principal. Miles joining us. And, you know, religiously, he's joining us. And I do appreciate it, Miles, one of our devoted listeners. And another one of my fraternity brothers, also another one of my players from McKenzie School, won a state championship. Young man, they called him Bear. Name is Robert Stupa. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, Robert, for joining us. It's awesome. And also Demetria Besser. Demetria, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and she's joining us. Demetria, thank you for joining us. Also, we have Notoria Legacy Dickens, Foxworth. A lot to say, but I appreciate you joining us, Notoria. Awesome, awesome. Thank you for joining us. And last but not least, we have Sharon Sherrod. She's joining us. And I was trying to see, you know, sometimes they have, a lot of them have symbols on her, and I was trying to see the Latoria, whether or not she's listed as being in an organization. The Foxwoods about to call that organization, so I can't hardly see it real well on the board. But I'll say to you, thank you as a member of the organization, support Dana Bowser, because it looks like it may be Beta Phi Beta Sorority. Support her and what she's trying to do, March for Baby, in the name of Dana Bowser. And we look forward to you all supporting all of my fraternity brothers and Sawras. And by not seeing that you are Sawra or whether you're a brother, I want to make sure you give that recognition like you need to. Just what I mean is, you got 90 seconds before it's over with. Again, it's always good to be here with you, sharing some awesome thought with you. And I always tell everybody the best is yet to come. So I want you to keep in mind, that's what it's all about. Because hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done. Oh, my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
It's yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You know, as I close, I always get some people that join me at that last minute of the hour as I close. We've got about 10 seconds left. Emma Richardson, a good time. Then we have Trina Madison Turney joining us. So have an awesome time.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best,
oh my,
is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Is yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best.
It's yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner,
best.
You're a winner,
it's
you're a winner.
Yet
yeah.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
people told you you ain't true enough.
You ain't seen your best day.